It's Freestyle Fridays. That means anything can go. It's time for Wake Up and Level Up. All right, so we got a great question that came in on the voicemail hotline. You know the number, right? 646-770-1353. This answer is going to help so many of you that don't feel comfortable selling or self-promoting or pushing your stuff out there or making that ask. If you feel so uncomfortable, then you can relate to this question. Check it out.
Yo, Mario, it's Sasha, a.k.a. Shy's little brother. I recently reopened my Etsy shop. I wrap crystals and I sell necklaces, and I want to obviously leverage the 20,000 followers I have on Instagram, but I suck at self-promotion. I get very anxious about it. I feel awkward asking people for things. So what are some tips you could give me for self-promoting my business? Thanks, Mario.
So that's a great question. Thanks so much for sending that in. Here are three quick tips to help all of you overcome this problem. Number one, purpose over profit. You have to remind yourself why you do the things you do. In his case, Onyx case, why you make these items in the first place. It's not just for you, right? It's what do people get from these items? What energy, what reassurance, what confidence? How does it reduce stress? Maybe give them clarity of thought. You are allowing your nervousness around asking for the sale and are completely forgetting the purpose of the creation and the overwhelming value you believe it gives to someone else. Step number two, replace selling with educating. No longer say you're selling, just say you're educating. What I want you to do is write about and talk about your product like a teacher. This goes for all of you. Explain your product like a teacher. In his case, Onyx, teach us about the crystals. Teach us about the energy they harness. Teach us about why the different combinations work well with others. And then always drop your link. This way, you're always giving. You're never flat out asking. Tip number three. Everyone sells, man. You may not realize it, but you've already been selling. Every time you post a yoga pose on your IG, you're selling. Sure, you're not attaching a direct product to it to buy something, but you are indirectly selling us on your ability to do complex yoga poses, and therefore you're selling us on your commitment, your training, and your leadership in this space. Do you think people hire me for big gigs just because I asked them? No. They hire me for what I've been selling, what my experience and my reputation shows, and the value that they see in me. This goes for all of us. This is why I say today we are all personal brands. We're constantly selling our reputation, our passion, our commitment. So selling is not a bad word, although we're going to replace it with educating. And having purpose and making a profit aren't mutually exclusive things. You should be able to do both just fine. In fact, if you are delivering your purpose at your highest value, you should get paid highly for it. Hopefully these three tips will help you out. If not, then you must hire someone you can pay a commission to or salary to for sales while you continue to create. If you have a direct question you want me to answer or you want some of my mentorship on the podcast, just call in 646-770-1353. Now that I woke you up on this beautiful Friday, it's time for you to level up.